Ho ho, whore me out, because I need the money. Andre Cordova.
Come down my chimney and stuff my stockings. Philip.
And welcome to Sabotage. This is the Christmas special with Willow Twink Philip.
Do you like Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm not crazy about it like some people are, but I do like Christmas purely for the sake of getting presents.
I asked my hairdresser that. She was like, I'm the Grinch. Like she hates Christmas.
It's like, well, did she say why?
I don't know. Like she was like, they started playing Mariah Carey and it was like, but she has like a black tree, which I think is really cool. That's like extra. She's like that. I think she's like a Halloween person.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's like anti-joy, anti-happiness.
Well, her barbershop has like a deer skull thing with like antlers. She's very much that vibe.
Okay. I can respect that. You don't have to like it. It's just a made up holiday. But
is it made up?
The religious context of it?
Wait, Santa's not real?
I love how I said religious and you're like, Santa?
Father Christmas.
Yeah. Well, you look like the type who would still believe in Santa.
Father Christmas. Oh, daddy. Why don't you sit on my lap?
That's creepy too. I've always hated that. The whole like sit in my lap Santa thing that they make children do just to get a photo. It's like,
no,
sitting in a stranger's, you would look at it differently.
I mean, I sit in a stranger's all the time.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, so excluding you.
Did you ever get the photos with Santa and everything?
If I did, I'm not old enough to remember it. It might have been very young at most. But then after that, we like never did.
No, I never got them.
No.
My like Christmas was always like, my dad would say this thing. He'd be like, this Christmas is not Macedonian Christmas. We celebrate Macedonian Christmas on January.
He sounds like the Grinch too.
Well, so my Christmas was basically like just like Pizza Hut or Domino's.
Really?
And like $100.
And $100.
That was like my Christmas. Because we did not celebrate. It's in January. This is not Macedonian Christmas.
So it's like, here's a little acknowledgement for this fake holiday.
I know.
Yeah.
That's so shit.
Yeah.
It's more for kids, I reckon. The kid thing, you know. And
generally speaking, it is, because then when you're an adult, like, you know, you don't get as many gifts bought for you.
It's like, oh, I gotta spend so much money.
Yeah, you're the one spending the money.
If I spend money on myself, I think it's like kind of stupid. But if I spend it on other people, I'm like totally cool with that. This year, I did like the whole Kmart shop.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, go Kmart and they have like the cheapest decorations.
Oh,
Kmart.
I thought you meant. Yeah, just free plug
what
for
think
Kmart.
I said?
No. I thought you meant like you go to Kmart to get the gifts, and I'm like, what a bunch of cheap gifts.
No, not the gifts. No, not the gifts.
And you're like, no, for the tree.
No, like the decorations. Yeah. Like you do your whole house for like $100. Well, what was your like Christmas like?
Filled with sadness.
Ah.
Yeah. What do you mean? No, like I grew up abused, so. A lot of the time when Christmas rolled around, that was like the season of bribing as opposed to giving.
Bribing.
Because, you know, I'd been abused by my parents and stuff. And so as like a way to...
Like love bombing or something?
No, like as a way to essentially buy my silence, not that I could really do anything anyway, was to just be like, hey, everything's okay. Here's a gift. Here's something that you wanted. It was just really fucked up. Like, let's pretend nothing happened and everything is fine.
Kind of
gift. So say for example, it would always be a cycle. Things would start getting heated around the house and there'd be arguments and things, and it would lead up to the second stage, which was a massive fight, right? And that often resulted in me being like physically abused. And then the next day my parents act like nothing happened and I'm just miserable and depressed. So eventually
fight was
I might get like
you and them or like
a lot of the time, yeah, like, because they had their own marital problems. But from the year that I came out, their issues and their anger was directed at me because they were also like homophobic.
Oh.
And I was abused for like 6 years until I moved out.
Because of the whole gay thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Especially around Christmas?
No, like Christmas was just...
Oh, right. It was like a Band-Aid.
It's the end of the year. It's like, yeah, it's like a Band-Aid. I remember one year when I was just like, I think early teens or mid-teens or something. I was just so fed up with it all. And I was like, I can't fake being happy. Like, because the fight, the most recent one had happened like the day before, literally Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just vile and disgusting. And then I'm sitting there with this bullshit fucking family, like...
Yes. Oh, I've had a Christmas just like that. But I bought all the presents.
So you were the one trying to buy everyone's affection.
Yeah, so I had a shit pre-Christmas.
Yeah.
And I bought everyone the presents.
Mm.
And then the next day, I had to be like...
Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
I was like... Honestly, it was so, something else, honestly.
The good Christmases I had, though, were, like, overseas with the rest of my family in Peru. We went a few times, like, over the years.
Is it still, like, normal Christmas or is it, like, Puerto Rican Christmas?
It's a lot more festive with Latin people.
Do you have, like, a special, like, way of celebrating?
Just a lot of music and dancing.
Uh-huh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, that's what made it nicer, really. But also because the extended family, like, none of them were involved with what my immediate family was like, right? And they didn't know about it either until I became an adult. And I was like, no, my parents are abusive and my stepfather's a piece of shit. I don't talk to him anymore. And my sister's a total bitch. So, you know, after my mother had died, they had been asking me, like, how's your sister? How's my stepfather?
Mm.
And I was like, I don't know. Ask them. And they kind of pushed it for a while. And I was just like, seriously, I do not know how they are because I do not care. They're not part of my life. Like, and they're never going to be because they're terrible, horrible people.
Yeah.
So
it's hard when people have to, like, there's one thing like letting go of like a bad friend or like a bad relationship, but like letting go of like a bad family member.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It's still a taboo kind of subject. It's still like
character building, but it's fucking...
It's fucked, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't have to, but if it's necessary, do not be afraid to do it. And fuck anyone who tries to guilt you for it. Because family are not all that. They're really not. Family means very little to me in terms of the traditional sense. But my friends are my family now. So,
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I had friends. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. Seriously.
You've got one.
Where?
It's not me.
Where? I know you. Yeah. I don't think so. Bitch. On Christmas, I'll cook like for the whole day. I'll be like in the kitchen cooking everyone food.
Yeah. Are you the Christmas lunch, Christmas feast type?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll do all the cooking, like all the snacks, like pastries. And then I usually make like lamb shanks, like slow cooked.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You do like to cook, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all about that if I'm being cooked for.
Can you cook?
I can. I just rarely do. I'm like my mother. It's crazy because mum and stepfather would cook dinners, but my stepfather was doing it majority of the time because my mum, having undiagnosed BPD, would just do it when she felt like it now and then, and that's very much me.
Ah.
Because
Ben cooks for you. He makes like pizzas and shit.
Benji makes so much.
I've seen those pizzas. Like, they look so good.
Yeah, his food is incredible.
Yeah. He's Italian.
He's not Italian.
Oh, he's not? He's not Italian.
You're like, the way he makes those pizzas, he must be Italian.
He's Italian.
He's not fucking Italian.
What is he?
He's just a white guy.
Like, what do you mean? Like, white Italian?
No.
So you have your friends that are your family. So what's that? How do you celebrate that?
Well, for those who don't go back to see their family for Christmas, then, you know, we spend that together.
No way.
Yeah.
Like you and your flatmate.
Yeah. And like last year, that included a couple other friends who didn't have family to go back to, either because they're far away or because they're in a similar situation. So, you know, you spend it together. It's an orphan's Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just watch movies and shit and drink.
Hmm? I wasn't invited.
I don't think we'd been talking. No, we weren't talking back then. We hadn't really
I
met.
Wasn't invited.
you're gonna like. You're like, I'm gonna write this in my diary later.
Santa, tell me. I do have a diary. I'm gonna write about it later.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, Andre.
Literally and figuratively.
Fuck Andre. Yeah. What kind of gifts do you give each other? Gifts.
Yeah.
What did you give each other last year?
Oh, fucked if I can remember. You asked me to remember. No, I don't. I have ADHD. I don't all remember
right,
anything.
You have ADHD, right?
Yeah.
I don't forget.
Like,
remember? You know, what I got my family.
What?
I got my brother like these little like kind of crystal earrings, which he doesn't wear at all because his ear holes closed up. So that was a waste. But
oh well, you can just hand those to me, and then I'll resell them. But
oh, yeah, disinfect them.
Yeah,
and I got my dad a toothbrush, an electric one, because he needs it. No offense. I got like you know those like selenite lamps, like those nice salt rock lamps,
right?
That don't put salt everywhere. I got those, I got my sister because she's the kid. Like I spoil the shit out of her.
Yeah,
I bought her Gucci makeup.
Why?
Because like you know, I thought like she's like you know a little young woman, and she was like starting high school the next year, this year. And then maybe she can wear it to like her special formals and like her special stuff. Okay. Do you want to know what I got?
I'd like to know what you're getting for me.
Yeah, I've got some great crystal earrings for you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd you get?
You know what I got? Oh, I got pants, but they were like,
you're not
like
used to wearing those.
Three sizes too. Yeah, I know. What about pants? No. They were like three sizes too big.
Right.
And they had like, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah. It was like all over that. It was too big and I didn't like them. That's it. I got like Lush. Lush is the best to give people.
Really?
You know Lush?
Yeah, I know of it. What's the products again?
It's like bath bombs and like natural bath shit.
Oh, fuck
like shampoos
that.
And that's the best.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's the best. And they wrap it for you.
If you like, oh my God, if you're into that, sure. I would hate that. Mostly because
no!
like.
As if you hate that.
Because no. Like, I would much rather something else. You know, there's like two gifts that are considered fuck you gifts.
What?
Candles and soap.
No, I like candles.
I know there are some people who actually like that stuff, but generally speaking, if you get that for somebody, it's like, yeah, I don't know what you like. Fuck you.
What do you mean? Who doesn't like candles and soap?
It's not very personal, is it? Unless you're specifically very into that, it's a very generic gift to give.
Okay, but Lush isn't just soap.
I feel like you're rethinking all your
no!
Lush stuff now. You're like, wait,
that's your present right here. So you can see for yourself. Like, look, my dad's electric toothbrush was like, oh my God. It was like nearly like
$200. Like a fancy one.
I got him the best
one. Got him the fancy.
He doesn't
fancy.
Fucking use it.
Oh, well then fuck him then. Why do you, okay, you're, okay, no.
It's
no,
so annoying. No. He leaves it in the kitchen.
I know you jokingly said that you're not getting me a gift, but I would actually appreciate it if
well,
you
I
did.
Well, I got a great electric toothbrush.
Yeah, like, that's wild to me that these people don't use what you get them.
Okay, like, it stays in the kitchen as like a reminder to use it.
That's so dumb. I mean, I'm pretty sure he would go to the bathroom
and it's
as much.
Always like falling in the sink and shit, and I just put it back up there. I'm like, he's not fucking using it, so whatever. Like, I smell it.
Wow. Ungrateful. Yeah. Maybe because he doesn't believe in Christmas. He's rebelling.
I know, right? This is not Macedonian Christmas.
Yeah, he doesn't believe in dentists as much as he
does. Oh, okay, well, Maso Christmas.
Yeah.
Is in like January 25th, pretty much.
Okay.
Because something about like the Gregorian calendar and like the calendar we use now is like different.
you're like the calendar we use now is like wrong?
Yeah. Maso Christmas is the same.
Yeah.
Like copy and paste every year.
Just a different day.
We go to our grandma's house in Wollongong.
Oh, okay.
She cooks a lamb leg with mashed potato and salad, and she cooks sarma, which is like rolled cabbage and like rice.
Okay.
And then we eat and then we go. Well, we'll spend like an hour there and then we'll like, nope, there's no presents. It's just the food. It's just
that's
the food.
Shit. Like, okay,
and then,
look.
And then we might have like a cornetto. And then, you know, like my dad and my grandma will like talk shit. It's funny. And I'll have a rakia, which is like maso spirits. It's like made of plum. It's like 50% alcohol. It's strong. I'm only allowed one shot though, because apparently I can't. And that's every single maso Christmas.
And that's the only time she sees you all.
No.
You just rock up once a year.
She just
gives
a whole face. We go, and then we just go.
Like,
she just,
see you later,
she has
bitch.
To clean up.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Do you watch Christmas movies?
Die Hard.
Die Hard.
That, haven't you heard that's a Christmas movie? That's like the meme. It's considered
that's not a Christmas movie.
It's considered
what?
One, yeah.
No, it's not.
It is.
What do you mean? It Die is. Hard?
Die Hard.
What?
Because it's like, apparently what they have like mean? A Christmas scene or something.
What do you mean?
I've never actually seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
Yeah, no.
Now I have to watch it. This sounds, I do not believe you. Die
it's
Hard.
True. Yeah, no. That's why if when you ask people, what's your favorite Christmas movie? They'll often say, Die Hard.
And this is a meme?
Pretty much.
What?
It's like a running gag. I hate actual Christmas movies. No, you know what? We did see one though because it happened to be on TV. Fucking Home Alone.
Oh, okay, Home Alone.
I hate those films.
No, you can't watch them now. But no. I used to as a kid, I loved them.
Well, a lot of people did, which is why they still watch them now. And it's like, I'm just complaining throughout the whole film because, you know, I didn't volunteer to watch it. He's so annoying. I'm like, I want to drop kick that kid so hard. Like, I hate it. It's bad. It's so,
no,
it's so dumb. No, it's so dumb. It's so fucking dumb.
Home Alone 2. There's a 3.
I'm not doing
I think there's
that.
A 4.
One for every Christmas.
I'm very much about the movies in the season.
Really?
For me, I love Halloween. I love scary shit.
Yeah.
But like Christmas movies, it's like the standard.
It's all like cheesy,
the Grinch
predictable.
And yeah. Is there a new one?
There's always a new one.
Like a new one?
They did like a gay Christmas rom-com type of thing.
What?
Recently. Because, you know, the gays finally exist in media now.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the thing about the prince and the president's son?
That red and blue one or whatever the fuck?
Yeah.
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 Well, I didn't watch it, but I saw like a review analysis of it kind of
you
thing.
You saw it.
No, it was just, it's so weird.
It was bad. It's such a bad movie. It's such a bad movie.
I'm glad I didn't watch it.
Wait, you got a Christmas album. You got a Christmas album coming out. Yeah.
Coming out. It's already out.
Yeah. Out now.
Yeah. So I have a Christmas album that came out in 2020. So it's something you can revisit every year. It's a cover album. And
wait,
it's mostly
one?
Just like crooning stuff.
There's a good one.
Santa Baby.
Yeah, Santa Baby.
That's like the
Santa
main Christmas
Santa Baby. Song. It's so good.
I love yeah. I'll have you in like the video for it. I'll play it, yeah. It's more like Christmas adjacent kind of songs for the most part, as opposed to actual Christmas songs.
What do you mean? Santa Baby's a Christmas song.
Yeah, I know, that's what I said. Yeah. Like, there's two total.
Oh, yeah.
There's that, and there's fucking Do They Know It's Christmas, which I only did because my dad wanted me to. And
how does that go?
It's the one that's like has like 12 singers on it. And I said that to him. Wait. I was like, you realize the number of vocalists on that
okay,
song?
Okay, well, there's two here.
He's like, you can do
there's
it.
There's two here. What is it? How does it go?
I don't actually remember it. Right now. It's fine.
It's fine.
But the rest of it, like, think, come fly with me, feeling good.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
That wasn't too bad. Yeah. That's also where you can find the cover of Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
Oh, yeah. Diamonds are a girl's best friends. Diamonds? Get it?
Yeah. I think I'm going to stop naming titles because he's just going to act them all out. But yeah, so I do have a Christmas album. Yeah. I figured if, you know what's, here's the fun fact though, with Santa Baby, because the only man that I've seen do that song is Michael Bublé, and he changes the lyrics to Santa Buddy.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
It's really bad.
And I hated that so much that I was like, no.
Yeah.
We're going to do this properly. And I've changed a few of the lyrics because it's like a bit more gay, but I'm like, no, I'm actually singing Santa Baby, so.
It was like, how did it go?
Santa Buddy.
Yeah, what's the thing with the Rolex?
Yeah. Put a Rolex under the tree.
Yeah, put a Rolex under the tree. Santa Buddy. So bad.
Yeah, I showed it to him before this. It's
so like toxic mask shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Buddy? It's no, Father no. fucking Christmas. It's calling him Buddy. Rolex under the tree. Michael Bublé.
We're announcing Michael Bublé this Christmas. You better listen to my music instead. Shade. Yeah. Thankfully, I don't work in retail though. Because
oh my god, that was the first thing that come to mind. It's like, you ever worked retail and on Christmas?
You'd hear exclusively Bublé and Mariah Carey.
But the thing is, it's like Christmas season starts like November 1st.
It does.
Like
it
really Halloween does. Ends and then it's Christmas. And then it's like 2 months of like Christmas shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my god, it's something else. It's like this weird time loop.
Yeah.
But I like Christmas, but there aren't that many songs. So it's always like the same like 10, 20 songs.
Well, now you can add like another 9 or 10. It's 10 songs on my Christmas album. Just throw that in there.
You should see like I was in Europe in October.
Yeah.
They started Christmas.
That's wild.
It's nice though. Did you buy your Mardi Gras tickets yet?
I'm not going to.
What?
They're insanely overpriced. Not for you, Mr. Moneybags over here. But it's ridiculous.
No,
they literally doubled the price and it's not even been a year.
Yeah.
That's why, like,
oh my god, you know what happened?
We should just refuse to do that and they'll be forced to decrease it.
Okay, so the Bondi Beach tickets, they're kind of the same, which is ridiculous. It's like $240.
It's like $280 now.
I got it for $240.
Oh, okay.
And then I bought, so you get like a sideshow Diamond Club, so you can actually see the parade. That was like only $100 last year, and it's like $200 this year. But here's the thing. I bought tickets to the Sissy Bowl.
Okay.
It was $60 last year. It's $130 this year. And guess what happened?
What?
It's the same day as the Bondi Beach Party, so I don't need it.
Oh.
And I try to get it refunded.
They wouldn't let you?
No. No. They had a Dropbox menu, right? And it was something like, you know, accident or injury, had to serve in the armed forces, pregnancy, fire. There was no option for like, I just fucked up, you know? You know? Right?
Like, I just...
So I just put it in accident and injury, you know, like accident.
Yeah.
Then they wanted like a doctor's note. I'm like, you're kidding. And then they didn't accept it. So if anyone wants it, I will sell it to you.
Or that can go in my Christmas stocking.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
You should have it. Yeah. Oh, because you're not buying tickets.
Yeah, exactly.
That could be a Christmas present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did you just get the one though? Because you were just planning to go by yourself.
Yeah, I just got one.
Oh, okay.
So you might have to go by yourself.
Yeah. I'll have to see if I've got any friends going to that.
Yeah, well, I like going to things by myself. You know, like the gays, it's a small community. Like you'll find someone. You know, oh, I know you from Grindr.
Yeah. Yeah. Sick. Going to one of the several one overpriced. Yeah.
Please take it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's so, like, I can't not use it. At least it goes, it's like a good
At least it's that, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure I can convince one of my friends too.
And it's not just the ticket. It's in the North Gallery.
What does that mean?
It's like in the balcony.
So you got the best view. It's like a separate one.
You got the best view.
Oh.
The North view.
Okay, cool.
So you look down.
You get to look down at everyone.
and you feel really special.
Yeah.
You look down, you can see the whole runway thing that they do, you know.
Yeah, cool. I've never been to the Sissy Ball before.
Me neither. So. Yeah, I wanted to go this year, but I fucked
it up. That's why I got the ticket.
That's why I got it, but I fucked it up. I could just assume they wouldn't be on the same day.
Yeah, that's really dumb. Like, to have them both at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you thought I meant you. I mean, they did. They wouldn't refund you.
I know. You know what actually happened? Last year, I went to the Bondi Beach party, and my ticket, I bought a real ticket. It's a real ticket. But my ticket didn't work, and then they couldn't find me in the system.
What?
But the guy who was checking it knew me from Twitter, so he just let me go. He let me go, and I was like, my God, like, that's so lucky. So lucky, honestly.
Yeah.
It was good. I have to go to that.
I might check. Yeah. Well,
which fireworks, one? Bondi Beach Party.
I didn't go last year, so. Well, this year, technically.
That's gay Christmas, honestly.
The Bondi Beach
Party. Mardi Gras is gay Christmas.
Yeah, it is.
Honestly, I don't plan so far ahead for anything else except Mardi Gras.
Yeah. Well, I just...
Your diet starts like 6 months ago.
Well, like, here's the thing. Like, I genuinely, even if I wanted to pay for overpriced tickets, which I don't, I can't afford it anyway.
But like, ahead of time you can.
This is ahead of time right now.
You put like $10 a week.
I just had to pay fucking 600 plus on...
Yeah, your cat.
My...
Your pussy. Cat.
Yeah, literally.
Your pussy.
She needed an ultrasound and because Medicare doesn't exist for pets.
She's pregnant.
She's not pregnant.
Her pussy needs an ultrasound.
It's hard enough trying to manage for Christmas. I'm like, I got to buy presents for people and...
Are you good at wrapping?
I'm fine at
no,
it.
I'm just like raw. I prefer not to wrap.
I didn't realize we were talking about that kind.
No.
But no, I am fine with rapping. I'm not like crazy, like a beautiful thing. It just looks
mine,
good.
Mine is like, I wrap it like perfectly, that. I fold it perfectly, and I sticky tape it perfectly. Yeah. And then I get a sticker, a special sticker, where you write the name on the sticker, to and from,
well,
which
yes,
is from those, Santa.
Those, I'm well aware of those.
Yeah, and then I get the stick-on bow, but then I add ribbon and I'll go with the scissors so it like twirls and stick even more shit on it. So it's like really good. I put so much effort into it.
I'm keen to see this for
myself. And then no one uses the presents.
Yeah, you're like, I waste all of this honestly, time and money.
Honestly, and last year I did the whole Christmas feast. Mm. You know what, my dad.
And no one ate the food either.
My dad didn't eat one fucking bite of it. He didn't eat it. He ate the lamb shank, but the everything else, it was like all these snacks and treats and desserts.
Okay, does he think it has like gay cooties or something?
No. He'll be like, so dessert, right? It's like, oh, I got diabetes, right? But then you see him eating a whole Toblerone in his room, you know? Or like you'll get like the Lindt like chocolate box and he'll be like, oh, I have diabetes. And I go to him like, I know you're going to eat it in your room. He's like, no, I'm not going to. He fucking does. So when it comes to Christmas,
your dad sounds like a piece of shit.
I have diabetes. Honestly,
I have diabetes,
motherfucker. Maybe I should like put diabetes. It like separately so you can have it secretly in his room.
Yeah, it's like it's the denial of it all. I think
it drives me crazy.
I'm used to being grateful and appreciating what I'm given.
Not my family. Well, I have my own Christmas promo to talk about. It'll be whatever I think of at the time.
Yeah, like stay tuned for something I've not created yet.
Stay tuned. Yeah. Okay, who's the guy with the ponytail?
That is so vague.
That goes on the podcast.
No one's had a
they
ponytail.
They talk about like, no, with the man bun.
Because what are you thinking of?
The guy that looks like Raja.
There's a guy that looks like Raja?
Yeah, the New Zealand one.
Oh, he does have a Jordan.
Jordan.
Yes.
Hi, Jordan. Don't get jealous that I'm on the Christmas special and you're not. And that's all I have to say.
Yeah, he is the one who's like, you brought all of these whores.
Yeah, right?
My house.
I saw that.
I was like, Philip's gonna see this. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Avid fan and participant.
Mm. Well, that's how I started. I was like, I just liked the show and I was like, I wanna go on it.
Yeah.
But you know, I get so many comments on like the reels we do on Insta and they think it's my show.
Of course they would. Of course they would.
It's not my show.
Christmas things. We would have decorations.
I noticed you dressed up.
Yeah, I did. You know what?
Yeah, you're really packing presents over here.
Yeah. I'm also wearing red and green.
Skinny jeans.
I've got Christmas colors.
There's holes in them for a reason.
Yeah, no, but the green is my yeah, see, Christmas.
Yeah, you were like, I'll wear red and you wear green. And I was like, yeah.
Because that's the ugly color.
Well, green suits me. It matches my eyes, but I was like, yeah. And then I walked back here with like this sparkly shit.
Yeah, it's fine.
Which, by the way, in Australian Christmas, it's so hot. And I'm wearing a jacket.
Yeah. It's so hot. That's why we're filming in November, where it's actually a pretty cool day today.
I like summer Christmas. And someone asked me, like, so, like, the Christmas cards, like, are they, like, Santa on the beach? It's hot. And I'm like, no. They're still, like, snowflakes and shit.
Yeah, it's denial. It's just straight up fucking fake news.
Which, like, we should have, like... Santa on the beach, you know, and it's like,
yeah, make it actual like Australian
hot Christmas. Don't know.
You know, burning villages because of the fires.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just screaming in mayhem. That's Christmas in Australia.
It is. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. It's hot.
Like, you know how some people go to the snow? Because apparently there's snow somewhere here in Australia. So just pretend like it's...
You ever been to Threadbone?
No.
This is the only place with snow. And they have snow machines that pump out.
They fake it.
It's fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is no snow here.
I was going to say. I'm like... Yeah.
No, it's full snow machines.
So people can pretend that they're having a white Christmas.
Yeah. I used to go skiing.
Wow. I've never done that.
Yeah, but like, don't get it twisted. I wasn't like a rich kid. I was a poor kid going skiing.
So you had like...
So it was like just that one time.
Yeah, and you had like boards taped to your socks and yeah. Any parting words for Christmas?
Crawl down my chimney and stuff my stockings. Crawl down my chimney. Come down my chimney.
No, real quick. I've said this before, but like I never understood... The whole chimney thing in Australia, it just doesn't work.
Generally. Who has a chimney?
Exactly. Because then we'd, like, when I was a kid, we'd have a presents from Santa, and I'm like, how do you get in? Breaking and entering.
Well, I have a hole in the roof of my house.
Huh?
I have a hole in the roof of my house.
just because. You have a sunroof.
Well, the electricians come in, and they put a hole, and then they left.
Oh.
So he probably comes from there.
I might want to double check that. Is there any wiring through it? Is there a camera installed?
Yeah, there is wiring.
Yeah.
Australian Housing, can you please fix the wiring? My ceiling.
Yeah, we wouldn't want Santa getting it.
We want Santa getting electrocuted.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally. There's been like 5 electricians and all of them make holes. The same hole. I don't get it. Australian.
Are you
housing.
Sure this isn't just your OnlyFans?
So there's a promotion, a Christmas promotion.
Thank you for joining us, Philip.
Yeah, I had fun.
I had fun too. Mm. Listen to my Christmas album, Christmas
Santa
Crooner.
Baby.
Making me forget the lyrics. Yeah. So thanks for joining us. Thanks for being here. Thanks for watching. All of the above. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Or happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
If you're Macedonian and celebrated in January.
This does not count as Christmas.
This has been Sabotage.
Hey guys, it's me. I'm very excited to be here. Wait, no, not that one. Come down my chinny.